This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CNC Hardware Locksmithing, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday, February 9th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m., busy Thursday for you, man. First hour, we're going to open up the lines. We can talk about anything that you want. I mean, a lot is flying in the court of public opinion, so we'll talk about all those things. I'll open it up for you. Then at 5 o'clock, we'll have some interesting tidbits for you. Got some interviews. We'll be talking with reps from the local boxing scene in the 5 o'clock hour. And then, of course, we will recap the monumental day and a half it was, well, 2 days it was in the NBA with a multitude of trades at the trade deadline. Some big names moving. Lakers look like they might have had a makeover that might put them back into contention. So we got a lot to talk about throughout the show today. But before we get into it, you know I like to have you in a good place. And I got to remind you, I got a little FYI for you. I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And don't forget, CNC Hardware and Locksmithing has the best automotive car key prices in town. And don't forget, right up until February 14th, they're having a Valentine's Day sale, all right? Awesome savings on car keys. Now, they're located Mackey Street opposite Cartwright's Garage. They're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, all right? They cut and program almost any car key, and they provide quality service. So if you got your keys that need to be cut or programmed or batteries that need to replace, that's your spot right there. And if you got the keys that need to be cut, remember, if they're getting worn, you're starting to see them go. Don't let it break off on you. Get the CNC Hardware and Locksmithing now. They got a great sale going on. get stocked up on some extra spares. All right, not just for the car as well, for the house and the home as well. All right, be sure to check them out online on Facebook or give them a call today, 803-4899. That's 803-4899 or 393-4058, 393-4058. Be sure to check out my crew over there at CNC Hardware and Locksmith and take advantage of that huge Valentine's sale right up until February 14th. All right. Let's get it moving. Let me get your minds working. I got your brain teaser lined up for you. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Here's your brain teasing. You know what you're playing for. Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, and lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. The bag is loaded. Here's your question for today. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 65 out of 100, or 65% of the people surveyed, admit they have this hidden in their car. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. 65% or 65 out of 100 admitted that they have this hidden in their car. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. No, not a knife. You all into violence today early, eh? Dear God. While y'all work on that, I'm going to work on the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. As a matter of fact, check them out online. Check out all the new arrivals simply by logging on to FineThreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, let's jump on in. Let's see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844. Pintard pledges to turn up the heat. F&M leader says senior public servants will be called before the PAC, the PAC. Story by Candia Dames, executive editor. Hours after a rowdy but brief sitting of the House of Assembly, during which time the government failed to allow opposition question time, Opposition leader Michael Pintard pledged at a hastily called meeting at the Free National Movement headquarters last night to up the heat on the Davis administration. And he put senior civil servants on notice that they will be called before the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament to answer key questions in the public interest. We have tried in a different way for many months with this government. We have written the Prime Minister about many national issues, hoping that he would be a big man and respond in a favorable way to recommendations from the Bahamian people through us. And obviously not. So now they're going to use the Public Accounts Committee to get answers. Now, it just shows you, though, how well and how much fake news and conspiracy theory and how basically how much we Bahamians lie on social media. Now, I considered the source when I saw certain things floating around, because BP, come on now, let's be real. Who's be more wrong than BP? I'm more retoxing than them. But you got all of that circling around saying that there was an emergency meeting called last night. And F&M, no, it wasn't. That's what was called last night. Not an emergency about this. Maybe it's an emergency, the state of some things in this country. But there wasn't no state of emergency at the F&M. That was just Pintard holding the government's foot to the fire again. Keep it 100, people. Call it for what it is. All right? And hats off to the F&M yesterday. They stood strong. I saw 2, 4, 6 out of 7 standing strong. And we know where number 7 was, and we probably know why he's missing too. But at the end of the day, this administration has not answered the question and answer portion. The PM hasn't dealt with the question and answer portion in weeks. And Dr. Minnis can't talk because he avoided it like the plague when he was PM. So I applaud Mr. Pintard for saying, hey, we need a Q&A. Because at the end of the day, the people, the citizens, the taxpayers, the voters, that's our money. We want to know what's going on. Naughty Brave came to office preaching no taxes, but never said how he would generate revenue. I thought the PLP had a money tree, especially how they were spending. The same crop of people who hounded Minnis administration like dogs never bothered to demand from Brave how he was going to do so. Now everyone's complaining about taxes. Some are too ashamed to speak. Listen, I got my issues with both administrations when it comes to taxes, but I got your point right there, Chief. What, Texter? Naughty, someone put an energizer battery in Michael Pinto's mouth, eh? While he and the PRP are annoyed by the COI's traction. They got Lincoln looking like Hercules. Well, listen, no. See, let me talk to you about traction, okay, Texter? Having a protest in the House is traction because you got a platform. Beating up your gum outside of the mouth with potential rent-a-crowds and having to get to the point of death threats to get traction and get headlines, don't get it twisted, all right? Then you see the dailies run headlines like this, that means that individual has traction. And I'd much rather see a protest in the House where things can actually change than rather outside of the House by individuals who potentially seem to still be grandstanding, in my opinion. Because there's a lot of hype and a lot of incendiary remarks, but there's no solutions or suggestions to set solutions in the long run. They don't have him looking like Hercules. Maybe the PLP got him looking like Hercules because they paying him plenty of attention. But the question is, how Trumpian does Mr. Bain have himself looking, Texter? Ask yourself that question. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Boy, radio. Again, most Bahamians, at least the ones in, who I speak to, they want answers to the questions that was posed. And also, they want the questions that haven't been posed as yet. They want those to be posed and also answered. You know, it is so ironic that, you know, during the last administration, the then opposition taunted the governing party. And likewise, when it comes time for now the new governing party to take the heat, it's like they can't take the heat.
Heavy is the head that weareth the crown, Jeff. I mean, if you had an issue with Minnis not doing the Q&A when he was prime minister, then you should have no problem with people calling you out on it if you don't do it either. Exactly. See, there's too much hypocrisy in our democracy. That's why we can't get nowhere.
And the thing is, this tit-for-tat foolishness, whereas, oh, well, you know, they didn't do it last time, and in so many words, why should we do it this time? That's not going to fly with a lot of Bahamians. These questions that are being posed, likened to perhaps what many of the other persons out there who are known to be, you know, agitators, they're asking these same questions that they want answers to. And if we have a sitting government that not satisfied the Bahamian people with answers to these questions, then sad to say that they're going to be into a lot of problems. I'll close on this one point. You know, as with any rally or any meeting or anything that is open to the public, you know, I advise people, regardless to the political persuasion that you may be supporting,
to attend,
you know, go to these meetings and hear first-hand information
and
for yourself.
Formulate your own opinion, minus
exactly.
The noise in the market and the propagandists and the snake oil salesmen.
If you're a PLP, go to an F&M public meeting to hear what is said. If you're a COI, go to an F&M or a PLP. If you're a DMA, do likewise. But to say that because you don't belong to that organization and you're seen at a meeting that is a public meeting, you know, to try and align that person with the party, it is just totally wrong. Because I can tell you, I'm going to say it quite openly. You know, I attended the meeting last night. It was a no-emergency meeting. It's simply just, let their caucus know what was said inside Parliament, why they took the actions that they took, and also to try to energize them, to let them know that the PAC, that seems to be quite inefficient in working and doing what it's supposed to do because the PAC is supposed to get the answers and force the questions to be asked.
And what I'm shocked at is people have an issue with Mr. Pinto's using the PAC. Isn't that one of the key tools of Her Majesty's Royal Opposition? To hold administrations accountable, and if past administrations didn't have the moxie or the wherewithal, or were too just downright damn lazy to do it, That don't mean it's wrong that he's not doing it.
No, but he is actually correct in using that avenue to get at the, to pose the questions and also to demand the answers that the Bahamian people desire to have.
And obviously, and, we need it with the Procurement Act being repealed and a portal that don't provide the information because the Procurement Act is repealed. No Freedom of Information Act. I mean, come on, no declaration.
And more than anything, Naughty, the sovereign wealth fund. You know, that is a hot button topic out here where we are trying to determine
why
the change in policy or change in name from the sovereign wealth fund to the National Investment Fund.
I'm just as interested in it as you, but you got to keep it 100 when you do your due diligence 100%. On that. And you can't get caught up with the conspiracy theory and the grandstanding and the information put out by some entities for clicks, likes, and clout. You got to look at it for who's putting out the information that deals with country first. And I suggest, like you say, do your own due diligence, minus the noise in the market, find as much information on it as you can, and come to your own decision. Now,
why some of us can come out here and speak without fear of contradiction to a whole lot of stuff, because we go out there, we do the research, we do our due diligence, we go and attend these different caucuses, as long as they don't boo or push you out of the room because you don't belong to the party, as long as you are able to do that, then you can intelligently address and discuss issues as they come up. But thanks for taking my call.
Always, Jeff. Always good stuff. Always good to hear from you. Let's get to these other calls, man. Hot one today. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, listen, I too was at that meet last night that the FNM.
And if you want to know the two assignments you put me on, I cannot recall the two assignments, so you'll have to remind me.
We ain't getting into that today. But
I ain't got no answer for you today either.
Yeah, it was an emergency meeting. It was an emergency meeting.
It was not an emergency meeting. I didn't see any emergency about it. I think they were making an address. It looked like a presser to me.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, Minister Name didn't even come up in the entire meeting.
Because I hate to say it, but like he said when he took over, the Ingram era is over. The Minister era is over.
Yeah. Now, one thing I would like to say to Mr. Pintar, if he's listening, what you did in the House the other day, that was powerful. That meeting last night you held, that was powerful. You said that you were going to enact, you want to call these people in front of the Public Accounts Committee. You need to do that. Not only that you need to do that, it needs to be seen that it was done, and you need to report your findings. That's something you have to do. If you want to gain the trust of the Bahamian people, if you want to reignite the fire in the FNM, you want the public to see what's going on, this is something that you have to do. You have to call these people to account, and you have to publish that report. You just cannot talk it. Because if you talk it and you don't do it, you're going to be just like the rest of them. You have to show that you're different.
Yeah,
that's my message to him.
Because we've had a lot of talkers, but not walkers. You know what I mean? A lot of people who talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. So
yeah,
I'm seeing him trying to make that attempt now. So that's why I got my eyes to see what really going to pan out of this. Because it's the first person I've seen in a while trying to walk the walk and talk the talk from this arena.
Yeah, because this move with the Public Account Committee, if he were to publish his findings, this would show this would distinct him. This would show is the difference between him, Brave, Menace, all of them. Because you're not talking. You're not telling us what you're going to do.
You do it.
You're showing us what you're going to do.
And sometimes
you have to publish those reports. You can't just talk about it and go up in the House Assembly and read paper, see what
you know, like the young people say, man, you can't talk about it. You got to be about it.
You got to be about it. So he's at a crossroad right now, and his left or right will determine which way you go forward in the FNM and how the PMN people accept them. Because right now, what we got in, we get. So we need a change right now.
We do need a change on multiple levels.
Yeah.
And we need to change how we move forward as voters.
Exactly.
And what we ask for at the polls, too.
Yeah, and you know, we as PMNs, we need to stop being so gullible. You know, every time someone says something, yeah. No. If you see it, you see how this person was in opposition. What makes you think they're going to be different when they got power?
Just go back to this sort of theory, caller. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true.
Exactly. But I'll keep listening and continue to have a good show.
You too, my brother, and I always appreciate your calls. Always good contributions. Let's get to the next one there, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
What's happening?
Great. Listen, I am not a part of none of these parties often at PLC, but I'm someone who paid attention to social media with, you know, what people saying.
Correct.
And listen, you might not believe it, but I think the CIO or COI, whatever they name, I think they did light a fire under the opposition. Because I was saying for a little while, where's the opposition? And you might don't believe it. You might don't give them credit because you don't like Lincoln Bean.
No. Hold on, stop. You can't tell me I don't like Lincoln Bean. Hold on. How can you tell me I don't like Lincoln Bean?
Okay.
So you need to retract that. Hold on, because maybe I don't agree with some of the stances he takes. That don't mean I don't like him.
I don't either. But I'm saying sometimes he, listen to me. I don't agree on the antics and whatever he went on with. But I'm saying for decades, I feel behemoths were complaining about certain things and nothing was being done before that process. And it took a radical person like Lincoln Bean to at least, even if you don't go nowhere, to put lights and fire under these other parties. Now you see the PLP at least playing like they got to do something. Now you see the acronym of Pinkard.
Well, Mr.
did something. I mean, you might not give them no credit or that group of people no credit, but you nothing, man.
Okay, there's a couple of things, though, that I gotta check you on. What do you mean you don't need the media houses? You said you're on social media. Let you speak. Now, let me ask you the question. Come on, man, it's fair. You said we don't need the media houses. It's 2023. That's what you just said. Let me finish, and then you got the floor. Considering how you said it's 2023 and people are over social media and you on social media, how much fake news have we debunked on social media? And some of it was put out by the COI. I'm just asking you that question.
Hold on. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Because you might be biased towards him.
I'm not biased. Listen, I want. Let me tell you. I'm for country. And I'm tired of seeing leaders grandstand and BS with pie-in-the-sky promises. And we get screwed every 5 years. So if you're going to come correct. And spit.
Must be tired of the FDM and the PLP.
Exactly. I'm tired of all and sundry. That's why I be on here beating up everybody every day.
I agree. So my last point before I go. My last point I'm saying is, at least it seems, even though he may be grandstanding, but at least it seems like someone is doing something, is what I'm saying. He said, we elected them, and it's different that at the end of the day, even perception, when they say perception is reality.
Right.
Even if he's, like I'm saying, he might be seeming like he might not be doing anything, but it's at least for behemoths who feel disenfranchised for so long, if I go build now, when I build something onto my place, I have to knock it down. And right on the other side of the street, not too far from me, they have a shanty town. And it's agonizing that I have to pay for a permit. And you know, people are doing it for decades.
Listen, Carla, I get all of that. And I agree with you on that. But let me ask you this question, all right? And answer and be objective now. Out of all the issues that Mr. Bain brought up, carbon credits, natural resources, immigration, don't you see that they're all carbon credits, cryptocurrency, all hot topic issues. Beat up your government there in the moment for the spotlight and the clicks and likes, but what solutions moving forward to benefit Bahamians that he has offered? Nothing. Nothing. So there's a lot of smoke and mirrors and radicalizing people, but no answers and long-term solutions.
Hold on. I don't know if you listen to Ben Shapiro and all these other people who's debating whatever. Mm. If you don't agree or if you don't have something that you want to say, why don't you have a conversation or platform or have the person only have a proper interview and find out, and then you could lay base to...
You know what to do? You know what to do? Do me a favor then. Write management and say we want Lincoln to go one-on-one with the naughty one.
That's my point.
So do it. Don't get on me. Get management. That's above my pay grade.
That's my point. They scared to even...
I ain't scared. So all you got to do... That's what I said. I ain't scared. So help me. I'll put my money where my mouth is. And me and Lincoln go one-on-one. Me and him been friends for years. And I caught plenty of my friends out on their BS. And we still friends. So one-on-one with the Naughty One. Write management, ask the program director, say, we want Lincoln to go one-on-one on Naughty Show. That's all you got to do.
All right, Naughty.
Put your money where your mouth is. There you go. And tell Lincoln I said hi. Let's go to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, let me check some of these texts real quick. Naughty, great show as usual. You think Brave realized he was quickly losing popularity? Naughty, Minutes was the plague when he was PM. We don't need him back. And finally, Naughty, why is Lanisha getting called in more than Lincoln? Naughty, you do seem... No, listen, I'm biased toward BS. And I'm tired of seeing leaders disenfranchise us and screw us over every 5 years. So text her like I told the caller. Write management and say you want Naughty to go one-on-one with Lincoln. Bring him on my show. I ain't scared. And you know my platform is here. Naughty. The PRP hurled insults and disrespect for Minutes endlessly and disrespect for government institutions while they were in opposition. People were encouraged not to believe official government correspondence. The hatred for Minutes still lingers with all sorts of excuses as to why. They are now asking people to respect the office of the government. They created it and people didn't nip it in the bud. It was wrong then and it's wrong now. And the chief hypocrite in this is their chairman, Mr. Mitchell, because he'll pop off with the most insults, but when you fire back, he like to curl up and fold up and play victim. Yeah. And this was the same PRP that had voice notes circulating all over social media. Come out and protect your government. Don't let people roll up on your government. Oof. What else is going on? Let's check some other texts off this text line. So again, text up. Like I say, write management. Tell them you want exclusively one-on-one with the Naughty One. Naughty, Minutes is a visionary. Listen, you can't even spell visionary right. That's number one. Number two, that could only be a joke. What kind of visions? Bad visions, eh? But if he's such a visionary, why you go on election early and shot himself in the foot? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Allen Johnson, critical thinker.
Hey, what's going on, C. Allen?
Naughty. Hey, but by the way, the vision, man, you know, blind people have vision too, you know.
Yeah, blind sight is my good friend. I forgot about that.
It may be darkness. But, hey, not an insult to blind people, okay? I'm talking about, I've asked people who've been born blind. Now, here's the problem, Naughty, when you start having debates, right? Just remember, the opinion of 1,000 men is of no value if none of them knows anything about the subject. Okay, so, but... And you know, I'm saying, Naughty, we don't need your guardian, man. I just won't be there because I don't know if I want to be first in the ring or just beat who.
So what you saying? You want to be part of this panel to interview Mr. Yeah, Bandman?
Man, you bring any member of parliament, former, previous,
all right,
current, or future parliamentarian. You have ambition.
You know, I have no problem with that.
The best way to make it into the House of Assembly is to make it past the island.
For real.
Okay.
Well, the best way to make it out is somebody sometimes listen to Seattle, maybe, right?
Okay, because what happens is, just like the National Development Plan and all these other plans we produce, the ERC plan and the REEF plan and everything else, these are a book of ideas, man. You could never pick one of them up, pick any subject, and execute nothing. Okay? It's an idea. These are just books of ideas. And so what happens is we're good at expressing ideas, but we don't want to know how, when, where, and who is going to be able to do it. And that's why we become so gullible.
And see, that's my situation there. I don't have a problem with you sounding the alarm, which Bain does and does a good job of it. But where's the long-term solution and the plan to move forward, eliminating the problem with the solution that's moving forward? We don't get the back end of that. We just get the hype and the smoke and the mirrors.
Before I speak on the Michael Pintana FNM meeting, it says that a problem properly stated is 90% of the solution. The only 10% missing is action. So if you can't see the solution in the statement of the problem, then you have none. Now, here's what we have been demanding. We have been demanding accountability from governance. And I am so perplexed from the talking heads, like your show says, that when finally the opposition stands up and says, we're going to bring accountability, freedom of information, clarity to you, we are then trying to find a period of hypocrisy. I don't care what he did yesterday, the day before yesterday. I am now looking forward to what he promised today. And I want to hold him to it, because what he does then, he sets a precedent. You know how he say, you know they said, well, we didn't do it because y'all didn't do it. Guess what now? The next government will have to say, we're doing it because you did. Isn't that sweet? And we just have to understand, do we want freedom of information? Do we want anti-corruption? Do we want integrity? Then let's have a discussion. Let's have some disclosures. And then we'll get the governance we need, not what we've been getting. And so we should all rally behind Mr. Pintar to let him know that these thousands of people, whether in person or through virtually in his support, is expecting him to execute what he promised he would. And if he don't, we won't forgive him. Thank you so much.
All right, Seattle, man, I appreciate you calling. As always, let's catch this phone call real quick, and then let's get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, sorry to call back again.
No problem, brother.
Just for the record, I don't believe the Prime Minister is threatened. I believe all that is just a hoax to divert attention from the Prime, just bruising the Prime Minister getting.
Well, they took somebody into custody today, allegedly. I mean, apparently they took someone into custody over the situation, so there must have been, you know, fire to the smoke.
Well, you know, it was said that somebody in the audience threatened him. Why wasn't that person arrested? Or why wasn't that person brought before the courts?
And then you have to ask questions. Well, if the crowd that was out there was unified and from one entity, then why was there distancing from certain entities from those individuals as well?
Exactly. And not just that. If somebody called the Prime Minister's office and threatened him, the Prime Minister's office, every call that comes to the office should be recorded. Should be recorded.
You ain't lying. You absolutely
they,
right.
They should be able to go to BTC, and BTC should be able to time stamp that and track that call. Even if it's a private number, they could track that call and find that place in. So again, why is it taking
so long?
We
got the technology to use it.
We have the technology.
And if not, send a drone. We use the drones for something. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. So me personally, I think all of this is just to attract attention from this cut behind the Prime Minister getting on the outside and inside the House of Assembly.
There you go. I got you, man. I appreciate it.
All right,
let's get to the break then, Mr. Producer. Let me get this one text in. Naughty asked the PLPs what happened to the convention that was supposed to take place last year. Will it be in November this year? I cannot recall. We'll figure it out. We'll try to get an answer for that one, too. Let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We'll be wrapping it up. I'll hit you up with your global warming. All right? We'll see you up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Brought to you by KFC Nassau. It's stopping on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And I got some info for you from the Island Game. All right? Getting you all hooked up. All right? On the backside. And we just wrapped up the headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and The Buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, February 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Want to be the MVP of the party for the big game this year? And win cash? Just take your favorite Frito-Lay chips, Cheetos, or Tostitos and salsa to the party, and you will be the MVP and have a chance to win cash. All you have to do is purchase any large Frito-Lay chips, Tostitos, salsa, or Cheetos from participating grocery stores. Think you can throw the football? Come and play the throw and win game this Saturday, February 11th, 1 to 3 p.m. at Solomon Super Center. Just throw the football through the uprights to win instant prizes. Frito-Lay chips distributed by Island Wholesale.
Play with Island Games.
We making real.
dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, February 9th edition continues right now. Real quick, got to get into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about that KFC Game Day Wing Special. 12 saucy wings for $14, all right? And you can skip the line and WhatsApp your orders. 557-3663. 557-3663. WhatsApp your orders to your favorite KFC location, all right? And you are going to get hooked up. WhatsApp 557-3663. All right, 12 saucy wings for $14. You got the taste of flavors and sauces. Man, it's only at KFC. That's perfect for game day. Perfect. That's the perfect coating right there. While you do what you need to do Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, and you can have your libations. That's a great foundation right there. KFC Nassau, man, that's what I'm talking about. All right, so let's check out the warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. And where do we start? All right. Let's see. A little bit of, wow. Okay, here we go. The Grammy Awards drew 12.4 million people to CBS this year, 30% annual increase, and the event's highest rating since 2020. Researchers at Columbia University in New York are reporting amazing results from a new anti-inflammatory drug that can rejuvenate the system, which makes blood, possibly increasing the human lifespan by decades. More frequent public appearances by Kim Jong-un's daughter, Kim Ju-ai, have some theorizing that she's being groomed to take over soon as North Korea's leader. Here's the funny part. She's only 9 years old. Speaking of monarchies and leaders, King Charles has become the first British ruler to be featured on their stamps without a crown. Apparently, they didn't feel it was right to have a crown on him since he won't be officially coronated until May. And among First Lady Jill Biden's guests at the State of the Union speech the other night, Bono from U2. Bono's still around? Wow. Netflix says that password sharing will end by the end of March. Watch them while you got them. Pete Davidson did those commercials talking about breakfast at Taco Bell, and it worked. Breakfast biz at Taco Bell jumped 9% in the fourth quarter last year. Please, somebody need to FedEx me some Taco Bell. Patti LaBelle says at the age of 78, she's open to dating again. But man, you at 78, Patti, you ain't no cougar. Would that make you a puma? Anyway, that's a wrap right there on your global woman. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And listen, caller, I'm coming to you right now. Just hold tight. I get to you right now. Listen, it's all about Dunkin', man. And guess what? a favorite is back at Dunkin'. Yes, indeed. You know what I'm talking about. It's all about that mozzarella chicken sandwich, Dunkin'. Mm-hmm. Loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Get it by itself or get it as a combo, and it's all good. No, no, no. Taco Bell wasn't suited for that, Dexter. That was another one. That was McDowell's. And I didn't say McDonald's either. I said McDowell's. And yeah, no. Uh-uh. No. That was in the States, and it wasn't the Bell. Stop it. Stop it, stop it. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Okay, Naughty, you get me hungry and I forget what I had to say.
All Lord right.
Have mercy.
But I mean to make you forget what you had to say. What you got for me today?
Okay, well, just talking about the issue at hand, you know, I several calls back, I agree with the gentleman talking about the issues and putting fire under the butt of some people so they can, you know, make some moves, get it done, right? We've
right.
been hearing about this illegal immigration issue for how long? Over 50 years or more?
Correct.
And nothing substantial done. It's only gotten worse, right?
So and in my opinion, both administrations have not agitated enough parliamentarily,
yeah.
Through parliament to the judiciary to hurry up and make a decision on that shantytown situation.
Okay, now, I can criticize you for one comment you made, right? So don't get mad at me, right?
Well, I can get mad at me. We have objective conversations.
So you said to someone, he's like, you don't mind, you know, the person in Lincoln Bay making noise and bringing the thing to light, but come with some ideas. But he did. You know,
not ideas now. I didn't say ideas. I said solutions.
Yes, solutions, son. So, you know, nobody wants to take the time to read, right? You know how we go. We'd rather criticize and say, man, look how he's talking, you know, and all this. Sometimes, though, you have to do things differently, right? You think, I have a question for you. Do you think that the Bahamian people will ever start thinking nationally instead of politically? You know, removing the party and thinking about the issue? You think we could do that as a mature people?
Let me be brutally honest with you, okay?
Please do.
I don't think we've matured as a voting populace.
Thank you.
To get to where we need to be.
I
think that we're still stuck in the dark ages, buying into tribal politics, colors.
Exactly.
And it hasn't gotten us anywhere. But
let me tell you something. People criticize Ingram, right? And I ain't no fan of none of the political parties that have voted for all. You understand? But he, you know, opened the airways, and people are still stuck back in the age where victimization, they say, you know, you still feel it, and they're scared to speak up. When you speak up, that doesn't mean that you're disrespectful, you know. That means you care about the issues that are going on in your country, and you want something to be done about it, something different, you know?
But I come from the generation, you taught me to read, you taught me to write, you taught me to think, and you taught me to agitate. But
right.
They get pissed off at me when I'm doing it now.
Oh, and beat you with a tamarind switch. And look at you cross-eyed.
And
hate you.
And this is why I don't want... And when I say you, I don't mean just you. I mean in general. Don't get it twisted. I am for country. I am tired. I could call it BS on what I say. And moving forward, I don't want to see that cycle continue. Sometimes
but in my eyes, Naughty, not to cut you off because I know you're limited for time, I am just saying, right, we have a serious issue in this country. No one has really costed it out. Because I think if we costed it out and knew the real information, I think all of us would be running for the border. You understand?
But that's what they've done, and they've made it advantageous to them over the years without a Freedom of Information Act, repealing the Procurement Act, giving us the information that we need. If you keep us dark and in the blind and you dumb us down for generations, you could fool us with everything every 5 years.
Yeah, but Naughty, we know all of that, right? We're intelligent.
But we got to do something about it.
But we're not. We're still thinking with colors and parties. Stop it.
Well, why don't this then? Why don't you and me and the rest of us who think outside of that, let's try to get together and try to do a thing.
Let's do it.
I don't
come to your show one day and just challenge you and challenge the population.
Well, bring it, because you know I love challenges.
Bring it.
Just be able to take when I return serve. That's all I say.
Man, a good conversation, you know, and facts and all of that is always good for the soul. Come on.
There you go. And that's what it's all about. And that's why, you know, when you got your little conspiracy theories that get debunked, that's what I want. Come correct.
Bring
don't
the
bring
facts.
Me no debunked
bring
stuff.
The
bring
facts.
The facts. You got it.
Bring the black and white facts, not the, I hear Google's university facts. You bring the facts, the
there
black
you go.
And white.
And you know what I say? Like Malcolm X always used to say, to quote him, the respect that you receive is the respect that you earn. So any
Amen.
Leader want my respect, they got to earn it. They got to, you know, they got to take you out of eye test
yeah. and
eye
and test. And Naughty, you got to be bold. You see, this ain't no time to be standing back talking. But you know, but Jesus, when they get to it, they get to it. No,
listen, I'm never scared. And if you've been listening to me for a long time, you know I bowl, right? I came out
yes.
and I slapped the doctor before he slapped me. That's how bold I am. So,
my Lord,
keep listening, keep contributing, appreciate you. Let's get to the break. The news is coming up.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. We put fashion at your feet.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to max your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CNC Hardware Locksmithing, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday, February 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:15 p.m. is the time. And getting ready to get into the home court segment, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And, of course, we got a great interview coming up. But before we get into that, we got to get into this. We got to set it off like we do each and every day with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Don't forget Wednesday and Friday is happy hour at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right, let's have a gander at what happened on this day in sports history. February 9th, 1895 in Massachusetts, W.G. Morgan invented volleyball. 1895, the first collegiate basketball game was played as Minnesota State School of Agriculture defeated the Porkers of Hamline College 9-3. Who names your team the Porkers? And look at that, an 1895 game, and they only scored 12 entire points, 9-3. 1900, Dwight F. Davis put up a new tennis trophy to go with the winner in matches against England. The trophy was a silver cup that weighed 36 pounds. 1932, America entered the two-man bobsled competition for the first time at the Olympic Winter Games. 1960, a verbal agreement was reached between representatives of the American and National Football Leagues. Both agreed not to tamper with player contracts. 1989, Kevin Johnson of the Phoenix Suns ended an NBA free throw streak of 57 games. 1992, Mike Gartner tied an NHL record when he reached the 30-goal mark for the 13th straight season. Only Bobby Hull and Phil Esposito prior. 1993, 14 people were arrested when violence erupted at the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl victory parade. They still remember that? I thought they forgot. Anyway, don't let me speak too much on that. 2005, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said that a deal between the league and the Players Association would have to be in place before the end of the week to save the season. 2009, Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees admitted that he had taken banned substances from 2001 to 2003. Your sports quote of the day, you can see a lot by observing Yogi Berra. All right, so that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And right now, slide right up into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, man, it's all about that plant-based Whopper. You definitely want to check that out. It's all good. And it's waiting on you at your favorite BK location. All right, for takeout, drive-thru with the Craven app. All right? So definitely check that out as well at your favorite BK location. All right? And don't forget, in the mornings, you got the sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches going on, flaky and tasty, at your favorite BK location. Get them by themselves or get them as a combo with hash browns, coffee, or OJ. All right, we got Peter chimed in yet? The great...
Good, as always, Naughty.
What about Earl the Pearl? Pearlie chimed in yet, too? Pearlie come out. So, Peter, you chimed in. We got your guest in studio, so go ahead and make your introductions, Peter, because I know, you know, boxing is near and dear to you. You're a big fan of the sweet science.
Weighing in at 185 pounds from the Bahamas, Valentino.
But you better call numbers, but he Tyson weight now, bro. Now, with 185, maybe that was like 20 pounds ago, bro. That's full heavyweight in here now.
Oh, okay. Weighing in at 325 pounds, Kishno.
Jesus Christ.
They yeah, but I ain't getting to that one. Kishno, he all on the earned with that one. I didn't have no part of that. But
he said go high, so I went high, right?
Yeah, you sound like you high with them numbers. But anyway.
Kishno, buddy, good to see you as always. Glad to have you. We love you guys, both you and Valentino. Valentino, congratulations on your election victory.
Yeah, Peter, thank you very much, man.
Most qualified person. When that happened, I was like, okay, now we're getting serious about boxing in this country. Now we're moving in the right direction. I'm comfortable that the right guy is.
All right, Mr. Producer, we might need some help with the headphone right there.
Definitely.
And so let's talk, guys, real quick. Where are we at since the last time we talked with boxing? Where's boxing at right now? Have we seen some improvements? Yeah. We getting the help we need, or are we still got to make some noise?
Boxing has been making its strides. We are taking it one step at a time. Like Peter said, I was recently appointed president of the New Providence Boxing Association. At this time, the association is trying to do what it can do. We are doing the groundwork. We're trying to unify all of the boxing clubs, bring everybody together.
Now, when you say unify, is that to come under an association still keeping their banners, or to come under one banner and bring all the clubs together?
Yes, come under the association, keeping their banners.
But okay.
This is probably going to be one of the first time all of the clubs come together under the association and working together to try to see the development of the sport.
Well, I think, you know, you're going to find a lot of strength if you get all the different clubs to come together, because now you got a unified body, and it gives you more of a platform to agitate for what boxing needs, especially if you've got all the clubs unified within that association.
Yes. It's not an easy road for the association either, because it's something new. It's an appointment, you know. The association is having its trials and tribulation. We've been reaching out to some of the other clubs. We already hosted our first general meeting. I feel like it went okay, but I don't think I got the response that we wanted at that first. But nevertheless, we moved on. We worked hand in hand with the Ministry of Youth and Sports. We was able to get amateur boxing in the schools.
What do you think it's going to take to get it there? I mean, I've seen them agitate to get football in the schools, baseball instead of softball for the boys. So what's it really going to take to get boxing in the schools? I think it's a quicker jump to get boxing in the school programs than some of these other disciplines that require more equipment and so on and so forth.
And it's already in yellow at the primary, if I'm not mistaken. So that program's already started, right?
Yes, pretty much. But right now, we've introduced it as a watered-down boxer size.
Go ahead, don't keep talking. We'll figure out the feedback. Don't worry about that.
We've introduced it as boxer size, where we don't engage in contact on the school compound. But all of the kids are excited, and they are already in the gym. They even after the sessions, the school sessions that's allocated for them, they come back and they hang out until about 5 o'clock, just training, putting in work.
So in the fact that, like you say, they hang around longer. So you've seen it now, one or two or three that are really staying back and gravitating, like separating themselves from the rest of the pack. Because you got call it gym rats. Whether it's basketball, whether it's boxing, you got kids there. This all the time. They don't leave.
Yes, we have a lot of that. But there are a few. There are a few who we can see has potential and who is really interested in the sport for what it is. And upon our entry into the program, we were surprised. We had more females actually was interested than the males.
So we got a strong rise of female boxers now.
Yeah.
So the first step is getting all of the different boxing clubs unified.
Unification. I mean, that right there, that's going to be the number one problem.
Because now once you get them unified, you can now make a schedule and have your monthly tournaments or bi-monthly tournaments, your national championship.
You can have a calendar event.
Exactly.
So everybody knows who's having an event here. And the association is looking to support each and every club with their event by helping them sell tickets, by
performing. You got five or six clubs, you know, you got this club A this month, you got four other clubs to come out and support them. Club B the following month, everybody needs to support it because you'll see that you build your own little community, how they got the flag football and community, the soccer community, the baseball community, the basketball community, you need the boxing
and
community.
And that's what we need. That's how we can get the sport to grow and develop. That's what we need, unification, most of all. We need that first. If we don't have that, boxing will always be on the back burner.
Now, as far as the talent goes, obviously we know that first hurdle to get the governing bodies unified, obviously, and come under the association. As far as the support you're getting from sponsors or from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, you still need help in that area, or are we getting on the right path there?
Well, you know, the association has been down and in shambles. From our last president for the association was Levon Sands, and I think Levon Hensley.
Sorry.
And he was appointed, he was there probably for about 7 years. And I mean, it was.
And when did he step down?
It was like a pause on the association from since then.
So, what year did he step down, though, is what I'm saying? How long has it been paused?
Probably from 2012 or so.
What?
Yeah.
So it's been dormant for over 10 years, 11 years, it's been dormant. So this is a good opportunity for you guys to start from scratch. I know it's been a while, but obviously if you get everybody under the umbrella of the association, you got your support, then you can put your calendar together, and then you could obviously go from there finding your corporate sponsors and your sponsorship from the ministry.
Well, hands down, the association intends to push to do its work. I'm appointed for 1 year that leads up into November. And in that time, we have water drives and different events.
So you're doing your own fundraisers?
We intend to do, you know, because I don't like to depend. But we're going to get out there, and I'm not sitting in the office. I looking to run the ground.
Right. Yeah, and that's the best way to do it. When you get your house leaves and you deal with the day-to-day operation.
I'm going to allow the sponsors to see that, hey, we out here and we actually do this. So if they want to get on board and they want to...
Y'all going to get it done regardless if they come on board or not. But that's the spirit to have. And the more initiative you do, the more sponsors will be inclined to support because they see what's going on. When's the next event coming up for the youngsters? When's your next event? Or do we have anything planned? Or are we trying to get the association together before we do the events?
Yeah, we looking to continue with our June project with what we did recap last year, the Ray Minus Junior Title Awards.
Right.
That is quickly approaching. Yeah, I've already almost fly past.
Now, was that the one you guys did when the kids actually got put on the costumes? And that was the one?
That was the Halloween
one.
Yeah.
Y'all got to have that one too, man. Yeah. And we shorties was all dressed up and in that thing, man.
Yeah, we are looking forward to that also as well down in October.
All right. Now, how can folks get in touch with you guys if they want to support boxing or become involved in fundraising or get their kids involved?
Well, they can hit us up there at the boxing facility down there in Blue Hill.
Blue Hill Sporting Complex.
Yeah, we there. We there all day.
And the numbers, do you have a number there?
They could reach out to us on Facebook as well.
Okay.
Your vote is two Aftershock boxing pages. They could reach us from there. If they want to call, my number is 437-8117. You could get at me there. But like Coach Noel saying, for the most part, we down by the gym all day, every day.
So just get to the gym. Bring your kids to the gym.
Yeah. And what we implemented now is forms that the parent must sign on.
Yeah, waiver forms to sign up and let them participate.
Because what we was doing in the school is non-contact, but once the parents agree for them to take it further and they come in the gym, then it will become more physical.
Two questions for you. How's that elementary school program working for you?
The primary school?
Primary school, not elementary, primary school
program. Well, that's coming along well. Like what Atena was mentioned earlier, we were surprised to see the amount of females that came out. We got some more males in, but the females still outnumbering the males right now, and we're trying to see if we can work with them.
How many got in the primary school program?
Yellow primary right now.
We have 35 kids.
What?
Yeah. Afternoon session. We have big classes.
35?
Wow.
It getting bigger every day.
So, and that's just based on the Yellow Elder program. So,
actually, it's a pilot project and it's only for 3 months. We had an influx that lately came in, but we had to put on a cutoff point because we would keep having to go over the basics and back to the beginning every time because every week.
Right, there's new kids coming.
10, 15. So,
I think maybe y'all need to think about doing this throughout the year since this pilot program started so well.
We're going to need more coaches.
More coaches.
But that's what comes into. When you get to that level, you got to get with Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture and figure out how you're going to get the coaching into the schools. But I think you're onto something.
That's a good problem to have.
Correct. It is a good problem to have.
If you have a bunch of them, but this is a good problem.
So,
you got. Yeah, people want to come. They're interested in the program. So this is fantastic.
Well, always remember you got a platform here. So, you know, once a month, feel free to pop in and let us know what's going on with boxing, when the events are coming up, how many new school programs you have, how many kids we can get involved with your program. And if you got to make an appeal to sponsors, too, we can do an episode on that as well, too, because you have my support. You have the show support. And I think it's really critical what you're doing with the youngsters. We're losing a lot. 18 to 30 in that age group. You know it. We've been part of all of this. And you have your own testimony that's a great one in that regard. So I appreciate what you're doing, but I think we could save several generations. And to know girls are not getting into it is good. And listen, female boxing don't play either. You know, they did some of the best fights and some of the best uppercuts you can see in hooks and crosses.
We have some naughty. I asked her, the little girl out of there, she was training in Cuba before. Just raw natural talent, female.
Better hand speed,
perfect on the job. She was doing this a long time.
All right.
So talent up.
You know, you got to tell me who these people are.
Yeah.
You know, because they might be the next world champion, and she comes right from here.
Right.
So you know, keep me posted as to who these youngsters are coming up through the ranks, any events coming up, and then next time you get in there, you know, we'll talk boxing as well, just to keep it out there.
basically, right now we have the World Games. This is a big year for boxing, actually. We got the World Games. We got the Pan Am Games this year, CAC Games. I was the last boxer to win a gold medal at the CAC Games, and that was in 2010. So I'd be more than glad to, you know, travel along with that team.
Yeah.
And
Bahamas Games coming back.
We got the Bahamas Games this year. So it's going to be a big year for boxing this year.
All right. Well, you know, I appreciate you, and we'll keep the calendar out there for you. We'll keep all of your events coming up going. And whatever you need to get out there, whatever info or messages you need to get out, you know you got a platform here with us, all right? I appreciate you all. And listen, next time y'all come, stick to heavyweight and super heavyweight. I didn't see y'all
do it on me. Y'all just trying to blame his problem on me.
That's hanging out around Geisha, man.
Well, if I was hanging around the three of y'all, like the two of y'all and there's us three together and I gain weight, I can blame you too, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
If I stay heavyweight.
Exactly. You know it. Let's get to the break before I get KO'd. We'll pick it up with Pearly and Peter on the flip side of the break. And we'll be talking NBA trades and the Super Bowl. All right, so keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, February 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family, great prices, and helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. Because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese, hunt. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has always covered me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. We'll be right back.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Thursday, February 9th edition continues right now. And we're talking sports. And time to get into the who's in and who's out. All right, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We got Pearly in the building. Pearly.
Hi, Mr. I'm here, Adia.
And is Peter in the building?
I think so. Here,
all right. Well, let's get into what we need to talk about, because everybody and they ma got traded in the NBA before the deadline.
Looks so.
I mean, you got...
When I turn over midnight last night, I hear KD going to the Suns. I'm like, what the hell going on? And then the avalanche just started after that.
I mean, and listen, I got to tell you something, man. There were a lot of returns, familiar faces to old places. You had D'Angelo Russell going back to the Lakers. You had Gary Payton II going back to the Warriors. To talk about, but listen, let me just give you some of the deals that went down, and then we'll talk about the meat and potato ones, okay?
Okay.
The Bucks added Jamison Crowder in a three-team deal. The Warriors traded Weissman to the Pistons. The Clippers added Highland from the Nuggets, and apparently they traded John Wall to the Rockets, and the Rockets are going to buy him out, and Wall is headed to the Phoenix Suns.
Wow.
You got the Sixers trade Thybulle to the Blazers. I don't know why they did that. The Pelicans add Richardson and Graham, and Graham goes to the Spurs. The Grizzlies, Rockets, and Clippers agree to a three-team deal. All right. The Raptors added Poto from the Spurs. The Celtics acquire Mike Muscala from the Thunder. Baisley headed the Suns in the deal with the Thunder. Hawks deal Hardaway and Kaminsky to the Rockets, and Plumlee is headed to the Clippers. Those are some, you know, not so popular names. Now we start to look at some of the big deals. Kevin Durant headed to the Suns. Okay, that's the one we got to talk about, Pearly. Rob Pelinka shut you up, shut me up, gave us two middle fingers and said he know what the hell he's doing, obviously. Because you see what the Lakers did in 24 hours? Total remake. Yesterday, the Westbrook for Vanderbilt, D'Angelo Russell, and Malik Beasley, to me, was all good. I had no problem with that. Then they turn around, and they get Dion Wood from the Nuggets. Long stretch defender, could shoot the three ball, but then Denver couldn't crack the rotation due to that depth. He could actually be part of the second team rotation in L.A., and just when I thought it couldn't get any better, we get rid of Patrick Beverley, the Podolski lookalike, Jones lookalike, and we get Mo Bamba from the Magic. A great young big man. So we've gone from the Black Mamba era to the Black Bamba era, thanks to Rob Pelinka. We got young.
He made some good moves.
We got talented. We got depth. The Lakers got better. Now.
We also got some second round picks in there.
Right.
So it's not, the cover's not bare there.
The trade with Brian to the
I just looked it up. They have all this still on open roster spot, so they can get someone who gets bought out.
Correct.
And they can bring that person in. So they're not done.
The Lakers, I think, as best they can, going all in right now. But unfortunately, Pearly, I don't know if you've heard anything about it, but there's been rumblings that when Dunn's record-breaking shot, Anthony Davis was on the bench. Now, you know how the media go, and the rumblings coming out. Apparently, there's a disconnect because there was a leak. Both of them are Clutch clients, but apparently LeBron went to Clutch, his good friend Rich Paul, and say, you know what? Time to get AD out of L.A. And the leak got to AD, so there's a disconnect now. I hear up until today, they were trying to send AD home to Chicago for Zach LaVine in pieces.
Can LeBron just stop? Can he stop? Because he's a terrible GM. He doesn't know what he's doing. This has been proven every stop he's been.
Right.
He's not good at GMing.
I think LeBron, I'm glad the Lakers kept him out of these negotiations and let Pelinka do his job.
Because all he does is screw it up. He always, whatever he's done, the talent on the roster is always less than when he started. And I don't understand how you could be this old and still haven't figured this out.
No. It is. I don't I don't totally not believe it. I'm not going to, you know, pay it too much attention because I know, you know, things are emotional now with the trade deadline, the record being broken. But the Lakers have everything they need. They got all the pieces now. They're only 2 games out of the play-in, and they're only 4 games out of the 6th spot, which is the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
I think they get it because I don't want to face the number one team in the West. So I think they get it. And I predict in the opening series.
No, Peter, I think the number one team in the West would not want to face the Lakers. I don't think any one, two, or three team wants to face the Lakers. Basically, if they get their chemistry together.
Bernie, there's 27 games left. If the Lakers go on a run and there's only a 4-game differential between now and the 6th spot, who's to say they can't end up higher than 6? Considering how weak the West is outside of Denver and Memphis.
And who's to say that Phoenix is going to... I mean, Phoenix is all of a sudden because they get KD, but they have to get their chemistry together.
Yeah, I understand that, but boy.
They got rid of a couple of players.
Listen though, Bradley. Listen here, man. You get John Wall in the buyout. You get KD there with Chris Paul and whatnot. They can still put up some points out there in Phoenix. And Ayton is going to benefit off of this as well, too.
Yeah. I think bad things happen in Dallas, though. Kyrie just destroys every place he goes.
Now, check this out, Pearly. You see why I run hard with this bite? LeBron, ankle, will not play tonight against the Bucks. Ankle didn't look like he was hurting out at night when you spent 20 minutes waxing poetic about everything.
That's why they've had all...
He's played so long, he takes care of his body. LeBron misses, 20 games every year?
Hey, let's not get started there. Listen, Pearly and Pete, I know you know you're familiar with ESPN. You watch a lot of programming there. I think Jalen Rose broke it down the best. Find the link. I'll send you the link. I think he broke it down the absolute best. I think he covered all the bases on it. I really think he did.
He got pulled from something the other day.
Who, Jalen Rose?
Yeah, he's not broadcasting something. I can't remember what it is.
No. You're mistaken. Michael Irvin for Jalen Rose.
I mean Irvin. Yeah, Irvin. Sorry.
So you're pulling the Peter now. We pulling the Peter now. I talking about basketball announcers, and you had to just throw with your Dolphins. Anyway, don't let me say it on radio. Your stinking Dolphins self. You just went throw it up there. Let's address it. No police report filed. No issue.
Okay. I don't like what he's trying to do to Michael Irvin.
Listen,
the only strike up against Irvin, he played for the wrong team, but I love them from the University of Miami.
I know you're only goosing me there, but yeah, he had a situation like this 4 years ago, nothing to it. Every so often, because of Mike, who he is, and because of his past, nobody's mentioned that. Oh, you know, and he must be back to his old habits. No, you can't hold down an Emmy-winning 14-year career on ESPN and the NFL Network. You don't think they don't test Mike considering his past? You don't think contractually he's got stuff in there?
Yeah, tell me about it. Exactly.
Okay. And again, in the era of Karens, I don't think a 45-second conversation, you know what I mean? Look, I don't condone men being disrespectful or violent or taking advantage of women or assaulting women. But my God, men still need to be men. In 45 seconds, what he could have told you so offensive that you have to freak yourself out to this point?
I agree.
Somebody gave me a very good point with that, though, today, too, Pearly. Maybe she was rejected by Mike and didn't like that. Thus, the problem.
I ain't going to say nothing.
And I also heard today, because you know, me and Mike Fisher, we tight. Fish is my boy. And if you want anything a Dallas Cowboy related, it's Mike Fisher or Todd Archer out of Dallas. Mike Fisher says he believes it's industry related. That's why they made Irvin move out of the hotel where everybody was staying. Didn't send him home, but just said you're not going to be part of the broadcast. So this might be in-house as well.
Yeah.
So we got to let it play out. Got to let it play out, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Speaking of Super Bowl, guys, we got to do the whole Super Bowl edition tomorrow in full. But
of course,
any takes right now before we get to the break? Because, you know, we got CBS Sports taking us home today with the full rundown of the NBA trades.
I have a newfound excitement for my Lakers. I always like D'Lo, so I'm happy he's back home. He said he's feeling the love. He's feeling the love.
But I think he's glad to be back, Pearly, because he bounced around, signed that extension to stay in L.A. Hachimura's going to stay there. We got the option on Vanderbilt and Beasley. Looking good with the Lakers with pieces post-LeBron as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what Pelinka did. Maybe that's why LeBron's upset. But Pelinka built a team that's Lakers-centered, not LeBron-centered.
Of course.
And those two aren't always the same thing. And maybe LeBron wanted, I'm sure he wants something different. But I think if the Lakers have a choice between LeBron and AD, I think they'll get rid of LeBron because AD's a big man. And ones like him who can do what he does, those are hard to find. LeBron is getting older. So,
he's pretty much unstoppable.
Yeah. So, you can get rid of him. Addition by subtraction. Enjoy whatever we send you, okay? And you keep AD. I mean, I don't see, if it is true, he made a mistake. Okay, it happens. He's not perfect. Lakers, apologize, LeBron to AD. And move on. Try to make a run at this championship. And remember, in basketball, I think unlike football, most of the time, in fact, I say 99% of the time, the team with the most talented roster wins. But in basketball, it's only 5-on-5. A lot can happen. And with this Laker team, the ceiling got a lot higher. And like y'all were saying, they get the 6 spot. A lot of teams ain't gonna want to play them, and a lot can happen, and a lot of they can find themselves in the conference finals very easily,
considering the weakness of the West. All right, well, we got a call here. Let's get this call quick, and then we'll get to the break. And then CBS Sports taking us home with the final 10 with a full recap of all the NBA trade actions and all the winners and the losers. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Look, yeah, I need you to give me some heads up. Concern, I ain't call you concerned anything, I'm right.
No.
But I call you to come with some heads up to the fella who we pick up from Orlando.
Mo Bamba? Mo Bamba, all right, man. But listen, hang up and I'll do the breakdown as we go to the break, all right, bro? But Mo Bamba is definitely a great big man who they picked up. He's steady improved in the league ever since he came into the league. The Lakers actually wanted to sign him in free agency this year, and Orlando, didn't let him get out the building. Obviously, like
number six pick, I think, overall pick.
Correct. A former Kentucky product. And the upside is huge, man. And it gives them an opportunity. Young athletic centers in the middle with Bamba and Vanderbilt. It allows AD to play the power forward position exclusively, what he loves. LeBron plays the small forward. D'Angelo Russell at the point, and you got Beasley at the two. The Lakers got really competitive overnight, and it was a really good move picking up Mo Bamba for the future as well. Good stuff there. Can't be mad at Pelinka for that.
Another fella,
Blue. Yeah. Then we lost Brian.
All right, real quick.
So when I saw that move, I'm pleased with it.
All right, real quick, let me let you know all who the Lakers got. They got Russell and Beasley in that trade with Vanderbilt as well, coming over from the Jazz. And in addition to that, they also added Mo Bamba today and Deion Reed from the Nuggets. So they added 5 players and got rid of 3. I think they did an excellent job, man. And they got 3 second-round picks from the Nuggets in return. So they did it. We got to get to the break. CBS ready to take us home. Pearly and Peter, we talking football tomorrow, man. Which way y'all leaning? Which way y'all leaning? I think all us leaning Mahomes in this one.
Yeah.
Mahomes. He's the best. He's the best quarterback in the league. And it's a passing league. So it's no slam dunk. It's gonna be
a heck of a game, man. We'll talk all of that tomorrow, man. I appreciate both you guys. Pearly, go do some air frying. Peter, go work out. Me,
honey garlic pork chops. Candied potatoes, garlic pork chops.
I'm gonna catch up with my homeboy Jack Daniels and find out what's happening with these trades. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection. 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius.
Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. The fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Recapping what was a busy and dynamic NBA trade deadline here on CBS Sports HQ. We do have a trade tracker for all the deals we're not talking about. Certainly there has been a ton of movement. You can head over to CBSSports.com for that. I'm alongside Brad Botkin as well as joined by Colin Ward-Henninger. Let's talk winners and losers here as we wrap up trade deadline. Let's start with a winner, Brad. Who was a winner for you at the deadline?
Well, obviously the Phoenix Suns. They get Kevin Durant. I mean, that's just a monster deal. They give up four picks. I mean, realistically, they got Kevin Durant. I'm going to have to look at the actual nuances of the deal, but I think they got Durant for less than the Wolves paid for Rudy Gobert. So, like, if you look at this in perspective, the Suns picking him up in a Western Conference and really an entire NBA landscape that is wide open in terms of championship contenders, to bring in Kevin Durant completely moves the needle. We've used that phrase a lot here. Over the last half hour, and there's nobody that moves the championship needle like Kevin Durant. So the Suns are going to be tough. They lost some depth, but what he does for them is that they're a team that doesn't get into the paint, that doesn't score at the rim. They have to rely on jumpers. When you only have two guys that can do that in Chris Paul and Devin Booker, it gets tough. But to add Kevin Durant, they now have no shortcomings other than depth, which could be a problem, but they're clearly the biggest winner.
Okay, so the Phoenix Suns for you. Colin, in terms of a winner for you, who was the big winner at the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Suns, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are both winners because they were able to force their way out of situations and go to good teams. But Brad took the big one, so I'm going to go with a little bit of a smaller move. The Philadelphia 76ers, they are very close to being right up there with the Celtics and the Bucks in terms of Eastern Conference contenders. They took a piece in Matisse Thybulle, a defensive, basically only defense type of player, and turned him into Jalen McDaniels, who, you know, regular NBA fans might not know a ton about him, but he is young, he is long, he is athletic. You don't lose a lot on the defensive end because he's a very good defensive player, and he can also stretch the floor by knocking down some threes. So yes, the Phoenix Suns made the big splashy move, as did the Dallas Mavericks. But this is a move that when you already have your superstars in place and Joel Embiid and James Harden, a guy like Tyrese Maxey, adding around them is what makes a difference between, you know, a second round playoff exit and potentially winning a title. And a guy like Jalen McDaniels coming in taking minutes from Thibault, who is, you know, up and down in the rotation, I think will really make a difference here. So a little bit of a deep cut, but I think the 76ers have really positioned themselves well to be an Eastern Conference contender with this move.
No, and I think it's a good point. I mean, there's going to be the splashy moves, but then you've also got the teams that are contenders that don't want to upset the balance of what they have, because chemistry is such a huge part of it, and certainly adding little pieces here and there to kind of maybe get you over the hump is certainly something that's important, especially at the deadline. We see it in all the leagues. So on the other side of things, Colin, I'll start with you here. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets went from possible title contenders in the East to a team that is now in full rebuild mode, stockpiling picks. Are they the biggest losers for you here at the deadline?
Yeah, Brad and I were talking about this off air, but we, in terms of the actual moves that were made, there weren't a ton of losers. So if you're looking at big picture, yes, the Nets are probably the biggest loser of this deadline, because they had two players who were very capable of winning them an NBA title this season. They proved over that stretch where they went 18-2 or something like that, where this team, when they're clicking, could have been a real contender, and now they are in full rebuild mode. They have a ton of pieces. They have a ton of draft picks. The trades themselves, they did very well. I love Mikal Bridges, whether they want to keep him or trade him for a ton of assets moving forward. I love Cam Johnson. Dorian Finney-Smith and Spencer Dinwiddie are good players that other teams are going to want to give assets to get them. So I think in terms of the actual moves that the Nets made, they did a good job. But yes, if you're looking at the big picture, going from a potential championship contender to rebuild mode in a matter of 2 or 3 days, you have to be the biggest loser of the trade deadline.
Okay, so he picks the obvious one. You had the Suns for winners, obvious one. Yeah. So Nets, obvious one for on the loser side. Who do you have as a team that didn't make good at the deadline?
Well, I think Colin's onto something here, because it's sort of like the old saying, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And I think the teams that didn't get better, in light of a guy like Kevin Durant going to Phoenix, Kyrie Irving going to the Mavericks, if you're Denver, if you're Memphis, these teams that we were talking about, they might be the favorites to come out of the West, but they didn't keep up with the Joneses. And so they suddenly now fall back, I think, in the conversation. So to me, that's a team that loses. You could argue that the Raptors were a loser because they weren't able to get off those players that everybody thought they were sort of the fulcrum of the trade deadline. And once they moved, everyone else did. But then Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving just completely hijacked the trade deadline. And when it ends, the Raptors still have all their guys. So now they have decisions to make in the offseason with Fred VanVleet and Gary Trent. But I wouldn't be so quick to label them a loser. I think we'll end up talking more about the Raptors. But there's already reports coming out that they think, because the Eastern Conference lost a contender in Brooklyn, that maybe they can crawl in, get through the play-in, or get a low six seed and maybe make a run in the playoffs. So I think that move, taking Brooklyn out of the equation, gave some people some ideas that maybe they should keep their guys.
Canadians are patient, right? Take that patient approach. So as we look at the teams now, I mean, the rosters are set. It's time to settle in for the stretch run. The odds for the title run have been updated, and they'll probably continue to be updated as these moves continue to kind of trickle in. As mentioned, trade deadline tracker over on CBSSports.com. So as you look at these odds here, Brad,
yeah.
Celtics favorites, Suns favorites, then you got the Bucks, Nuggets, and 76ers. Nuggets were a team you kind of mentioned there. How do you like these odds? Do you think they're a fair reflection of where these teams are at right now?
Yeah, I think they're fair. I mean, I would have the Suns as the favorite, but I mean, I think this graphic indicates that this thing is still pretty wide open. There's probably, off the top of my head, there's 10 teams that can go into their war room right now and say, if things break our way, if the right matchup comes our way, if we stay healthy, if our guys get hot at the right time, all these.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to News in the Evening Report over the Guardian Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jared Higgs. Thanks so much for joining us.